Every good parent loves it when they see their children show love and care for those around them. My wife and I have three little ones. They're just 5, 4, and 2. But it's wonderful to see them when they show care to their siblings. So perhaps one of them has fallen over in the yard and scraped their knee. Invariably, one of the other two will dash off unprompted to go and find their favourite cuddly toy and bring it to them. It's lovely. It's lovely to see sometimes our eldest finish his meal quite quickly. He's a hungry boy. And then sometimes he'll go and sit beside his younger brother and help him finish off his food. Feeding him definitely saves Lou and I a job. It's lovely to see. Lovely to see. And it gives us pleasure to see it happening. In the same way, God takes pleasure in his people's care for one another, when they seek to provide for one another and meet one another's needs, both physically and spiritually. Let me read to you today's verses from Philippians chapter 4, verse 18. Paul is speaking, giving thanks for the gift that the Philippian church has sent him. But I have received everything in full, and I have an abundance. I am fully supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you provided, a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And Paul knew that as his friends there in Philippi did this for him, provided this gift to see him through this imprisonment that he was finding himself in, he knew that God was pleased with them. It gave God pleasure to see them caring for a fellow Christian in need in this way. Paul uses some wonderful pictures to speak of this. He's drawing actually on Old Testament imagery to show how what they're doing is pleasing to God. So in the Old Testament, God's people were commanded to offer up sacrifices to God that would please him when they did that. And some of the offerings they offered weren't just things that were slaughtered on an altar, but they were something that gave off a beautiful fragrance that arose to God and was pleasing to him. And he describes their acts of service to Paul as a fragrant offering, a beautiful aroma to the Lord, an acceptable sacrifice, not one that God turns his nose up at, but the one that he's genuinely pleased with. It's pleasing to God. Is it possible to please our Father in heaven as his people? Well, as forgiven people in the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, it is. It is. As we seek to serve him and to serve others, looking out for one another. So keep doing that. Keep looking out for the needs of those around you, your fellow believers in your church and beyond your local church as well, and your neighbours, the people around you. Serve them. Serve them practically. Serve them spiritually. And God will be pleased with you sacrificing to him in that way.